The state of Alaska has suspended its state-mandated test because of ongoing problems with the online assessment. The problems have caused frustration for the Haines School District. Haines Junior High and high school students sat down at computers March 30th to take the Alaska Measures of Progress exams when they ran into problems like this.
You know, we've attempted a test a couple times, and kids get timed out or to just the test just stops.
That's Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson.
It just continues to be a fiasco.
The problem comes all the way from the University of Kansas, where the testing vendor, the Achievement and Assessment Institute, is based. The testing shut down Tuesday when a construction crew severed a fiber optic cable. On Thursday, some districts tried again, only to run into more problems with the vendor's system. That's when the Alaska Department of Education decided to suspend testing statewide. Here's department spokesman Eric Fry.
It was going on and off, and that's just too disruptive to the school day. You know, the students have to leave class and go to a room where the computers are, and they sit down to take the test. And if it's constantly being disrupted, then it becomes an enormous waste of time. We can't ask the teachers and the students to put up with something that starts and stops like that. So the Interim Commissioner Susan McCauley decided to tell the districts to just suspend testing.
Haines Superintendent Carlson says all the testing that was scheduled for early April will be put on hold until there's a guarantee from the testing vendor that the problems are fixed. He says the disruptions have been frustrating for teachers and students.
It's a scramble on everybody's part to be able to kind of keep up with what's going on. And, you know, and the parents as well. I mean, we've tried to indicate that this is a pretty big deal, and to make certain that you know, your child has proper rest and gets a good meal and all of those sorts of things.
The tests measure student achievement in math, English language arts, and science. After the first implementation of the AMP assessments last year, there were multiple delays in getting scores from the testing vendor. When the results did come out, there were complaints that the score information wasn't detailed enough to help teachers. In January, the Department of Education announced that the state would abandon the AMP tests, but it was too late to change testing for the current school year. And now the problems continue.
The AMP test has become sort of infamous, hasn't it?
Carlson says he's concerned about testing scheduling changes because a lot of students will be traveling for events like Art Fest later this month. In Skagway, Superintendent Josh Coffrin says the AMP problems have not affected students. That's because the district fortuitously scheduled testing for later in April, starting on the 14th. Coffrin says he'll wait and see what happens. Hopefully, the issues with the test will be resolved by the time students are scheduled to take them. Reporting in Haines with help from Joe Vicknicki in Petersburg, I'm Emily Files.